You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Pretty disastrous start to the season for Aston Villa. They've parted company with Tim Sherwood, and Remy Gard, long odds on to be his successor, Lee. They've only picked up 4 points from their opening 10 games, so little surprise that Sherwood has been given the boot, Lee. And I think he was resigned to the fact in some of those late post-match press conferences, it was almost as if he knew that he was going.
Yeah, and even his level of confidence, shall we say, he couldn't really disguise that, could it? Look, I mean, whoever comes in, this Aston Villa team is devoid of goals. And we said that right at the start of the season. You cannot get rid of the players they've got rid of in the close season and expect to score the goals that they did to keep them safe. Remember, they've been close in the last three seasons, haven't they? Around the 16th, 17th mark. So, you know, Remy Gard can come in and he might get some change out of Gestad. He might get a couple of goals out of him, but he's not a prolific scorer. I don't know who they're going to be able to sign in the transfer window to bring them the goals that they need. So, you know, I think Villa are in trouble this season, whoever they bring in. As for this game, yeah, I think Tottenham, we've said about Tottenham, haven't we, a lot, that, you know, barring that first game of the season, they're unbeaten. I think they've been solid recently without being too spectacular. Obviously, they added a bit of spectacularness against Bournemouth, and Harry Kane started scoring again. I think it's tempting just to jump on the Harry Kane bandwagon, and I wouldn't necessarily do it if they were playing anyone else other than Aston Villa, but I'm looking at Kane, you know, this will be a super sub match. I'm looking at Kane to get two on the score sheet here. I wouldn't even rule out going for the hat-trick. I'm not saying he'll get the hat-trick, but if he gets a couple and then they take him off, you know, they've got the European games coming up next week. If they take him off and someone else comes on, I think they could put three past Villa here.
Yeah.
I think Spurs have just entered into a nice vein of form. Villa have got nothing going for them at the minute. And I know you could say, oh, well, the players will try harder because of the new manager coming in. But they haven't got the confidence. It's not a case of trying harder. It's just a case of they're not very good. So, yeah, I think Tottenham will score. I think Tottenham can score three. But I'll say Harry Kane to score two or more, I'll play, just to be a bit safe. But what's the hat-trick, 25-1?
It's not, it's 18-1, the hat-trick.
Two
or more is 18-5 here with William Hill. I'm just wondering if Harry Kane's going to be part of the headline offer as well, Lee.
Exactly.
Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win is 11-10 at the moment. Maybe you'll get a boost on the headline offer if they dare put Harry Kane with Spurs in this game.
Yeah, I just want to be with him for a few weeks now, and I know he's going to be short. He's not going to get an awful lot of value out of him, but you know, we know what he's like. Once he gets going, he's a quality striker. We know he'll thrive on the confidence as well that he got from last week. So, I think he'll get chances against Villa. So, yeah, I mean, it might be a bit skinny, but I'll be with him two or more.
Derek, some people might be listening to this clip on Monday night. This is the Monday Night Live game, and I'm just thinking back to when we talked about Everton and their price at 1-2. That made me shiver. Maybe my thinking needs to change, but I see Spurs at 2-5, and I think Spurs 2-5.
Yeah,
but they're a decent side this season, though.
Well, that's it. But it's Spurs at 2-5, isn't it? I mean, you know, the reason you'd still back them because the opponent's a Villa. But even when you back them at 2-5, you'll have your right boot poised above your left calf, ready to absolutely well here, because it's not like a home and hose poke, and that's what you want from a 2-5 shot. I mean, Lee's right. Villa are hopeless. I mean, it was, you know. I mean, they're going to such a battle for survival. Their new boss is going to be Bear Grylls, apparently. They're a woeful side. And it's hard not to feel sorry for Tim Sherwood. But I've managed it, though. if he was half the boss he thinks he is, he'd be the best boss in history. As it is, he's probably not even the best boss in his house. I just couldn't have him. 8 months he was given by Randy Lerner, the American owner. I can't have Villa. I've got to go for Spurs. Everything points to a Spurs win. Everything apart from the 2-5 price, because that's the time they're most prone to slip up. But you can't make a case for anything other than a home win here.
Do you think they win easily then, Derek?
Yeah, I do. I do. I mean, you could argue. I mean, there's always the bounce you get from a new manager coming in, but they haven't identified the new manager yet. Yeah, I know Remy Gard's odds on favourite, but, you know, we've seen how many odds on favourites and these kind of bets get turned over. So they've got Kevin McDonald, and one thing you can say about Kevin McDonald is he ain't going to inspire you.
Is he the guy from Coronation Street?
Yeah, he'd be better with him. I'm going to go for a Tottenham. An easy win. Probably Tottenham 2-0. That would probably be around about the even money mark, 11 to 10 mark.
Yeah, Tottenham minus one. I've just looked at that. Tottenham minus one is in the betting at 11 to 10. Tottenham to win 2-0, 23 to 20, Derek.
Yeah, that
was so there you go. Lee, did you want to chip in?
No, I was just about to say that the minus one price isn't bad, really. Cause it's not. I mean, you think minus one, you think, all right, that's, it always feels as a punch of, like, you need something extra. It's only a 2-0 win.
Yeah.
Let's not forget. But the minus two must be decent, must be reasonable then, and it wouldn't be a massive surprise to see them, you know, go into a 2-0 lead and then pop one in late on when Villa's heads are down.
No, definitely. If you're looking at minus two in the game, for Spurs to hammer Aston Villa, 14 to 5 it is, minus two. Not massive.
Not as good. I'd probably check the minus one as a safety bet.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.